Well, tell me about Kirkwood then. I think she shared a story with me last time after we turned off the recorder. So can you tell me a little bit about
how far did we get to this?
I don't have anything about him, Joe Kirkwood.
Okay.
Just how he came to Stowe.
Okay. Who was the radio announcer?
Lowell Thomas.
Lowell Thomas called Sepp. Lowell knew Joe Kirkwood, and Joe Kirkwood was kind of in bad shape. He wasn't working too much, but he had a big convertible Pontiac, I think it was, from General Motors, because the pros used to get these cars to drive around and didn't own them, but they drove them. Lowell Thomas called Sepp. Sepp called me and said, there's a man coming out who will probably make a good pro work for us. So I didn't have any idea who Joe Kirkwood was. So he came to the country club and drove up in this big convertible, great big husky man, huge hands. And so he introduced me and showed his flyers and his advertising. And so that's great. So I fixed up an apartment in the country club upstairs for him. He lived with us, my wife and I, for a couple of weeks, so we got things adjusted. And then he started teaching golf, played with everybody, just a good guy to be around, a good attraction. And he put on these clinics of trick shot artists. Amazing things he could do with the golf club. And that went on for a few years. Then he got quite ill. I remember taking him to the hospital one day, Morrisville, and they had no room for him. They're going to put him in the hallway. No way, so I'm not going to have any sleep in the hallway. So I think I brought him back home to stay with me for a couple of days. Tell me how to ruin the hospital for him. But he had a prostate problem. And he heard about how this medicine down in Mexico was a cure. Well, Bishop McGill, of course, said, no, you're not going to bother going down there. It won't help you a bit. But that's when he started to go downhill after that.
When he went to Mexico, he did go to Mexico?
No, he didn't go. Bishop McGill wouldn't let him go. He was a doctor. You know him. Did you know Bishop McGill?
No, I've heard of him. No.
He was a ski patrolman. Gave us all shots, flu shots, and it was a leader, you know, helping us with medication and all that stuff. But he's a great guy, too. But he looked after Joe for many years. In fact, I think he had him in his house when he died.
And how old was Joe during, how many years was he there, and how old was he?
Geez, that's another thing. I should have dug out that stuff for you. Well, he must be close to 80, I would think, when he died. Maybe not that old. He looked older.
Yeah.
I was 55, 60 in there. So he's 20 years. Yeah, he's 70 years old, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.